Today's daf is daf tzadiches. So we got three lines down from the top. The Gemara yesterday was talking about the last thing we had mentioned is about the eshach being chai versus aser, something that will come back again in the sukkah here. So Gemara now says three lines down. Amar Rava had the Amar Rabban, that which the Rabban taught us ein av limitri, that there are no relationships. Any of the relationships that existed when they were non-Jewish and now that they converted are no longer recognizable, that the father is not considered a father of a non-Jewish child even after they convert. So the Gemara explains, Lo Tema, don't tell me the reason is Mishum Deshtuvi Bezima, because they're involved in the Znus, and therefore we don't really know who the right father is. The Liyadiya of a Yadiya, had we known somehow, had there been certainty who the parents were, that they're both, as Rashi explains, they're both in jail, so it couldn't have been another father, even when we know Vadai, who the father is, still of Ayada Chashim, but had there been a knowledge of Chashim, we would be Choshesh who the father is. Don't say that. That's not true. Even if we know with certainty who the father is, still nonetheless, Nami lo chashina, we're not concerned that the son and father are considered halachically related after they convert, because it's not about znus. The reason is, as the Gemara is about to tell us, the hosh shnei achen te'omim, you have two brothers who are twins, the tipa achas hayavinichal kalashayim, it came from the same tipa and they just divided, created twins. And yet still, Katani was safe. We learned in the Seifa, Lo Choltzin of Lo Miyabmin, that we don't allow for Chalitza, we don't allow for Yibam. So there's certainty of identical twins. Here we have it, and still we don't allow Yibam Chalitza. There's no Chashash of having different fathers, yet there's still no Yibam Chalitza. So it's not about not knowing who the father is. Ella, the reason is, Afkuri Afkuri Achmarna, Lizari, the Torah, made the children of the non-Jewish parents, fathers in particular, made them a Hefker. The Chassid says in the Pasuk, Bisar Chamorim Bisarim, Zirmas susim zirmasam, we're just pretty much saying that we view them as animals, which is no yichas, at least halachic yichas. So to the goyim, when they convert, there's no yichas either, and that's why we're not concerned of the father-son relationship. So the Gemara now says, Toshma. We have an Ebraisa, Dama Rebbe Yossi Maisa Beniftius, how do you pronounce the name? Hager, he was a ger. Shenasa Eishes Achav Meimo. He married his half-brother from a mother, his brother, half-brother's wife, he married her after she got divorced. And Uba Maisa Lefnei Chachamim, it came forward to the desk of the Chachamim, Vamru, Ein Ishish Lager, there's no marriage for a ger. So what do you mean, there's no marriage for a ger? El Ager Shed, the Kiddush, if a ger gets engaged, Hachanami de Latafsi be Kedushin, Kedushin is in Chal? So that's certainly not the case. Ella Ema, what they meant to say, or the report should have been clear, and Ein Isser, Eishes Ach Lager. Of course, it's Kedushin. A ger could get married. There could be Kedushin. What it means is there's no Isser of a ger to marry his brother's wife. That's what we're saying. That's allowed. My love is not talking about the Nosvei Ach Kishu Ger, that even after both brothers converted, and the brother A, let's call him Reuven, gets married, and then he gets divorced from his wife, Shimon is allowed to marry Eishes Reuven. That's completely allowed. Is that not what it's talking about? Which is low. Dinasve kishu ove kachavim. When Reuven and Shimon, at least Reuven was not Jewish, he had a wife, and then they got divorced and they converted, that's when Shimon's allowed to marry Eishes Reuven. Only if the marriage took place when they were not Jewish, but if they were Jewish when they got married, and then there was a divorce, Eina Hanami, Reuven wouldn't be able to marry Eishes Shimon. The Gemara says, "Kishu Ovid Kochavin L'Ma'ila Meimor." What's a chiddush? Of course, whatever took place when they're not non-Jewish and they got converted, there's a reset button. We don't remember anything halachically what took place. So, what's a chiddush to tell me you're allowed to marry your brother, the convert's wife that he was married to when he was non-Jewish? That's such an obvious point. And the Gemara says, "No, but there's a chiddush because Ma'al the same. What would I have thought? Ligzor Kishu Ovid Kochavim Atu Kishu Ger." I mean, when they're converted and Reuven marries his wife, Shimon cannot marry Reuven's wife anymore. So I would have thought, not only is that a problem, but maybe they should make a gzera. Reuven's wife, from when they were not Jewish, should also be usher to be married to Shimon. Altogether, gzera, kamashmon, that we know. There's only an isser when the marriage takes place when they're Jewish, when they're converted, but any marriage that took place when they're non-Jewish, that's actually allowed. We're just trying to say, don't think that there should be a gzera in such a case from when they were not Jewish. So Toshma. You have to probably assume that way, right? Because then the marriage would be chal, seemingly. Right, exactly. So Toshma, the Gemara then quotes another braisa. D'amar ben Yasyon, Kishalachti lekrachayama, when he went overseas, matzasi ger echad shenasa eishes achiv achimimo, I found that there was a ger who married his half brother's wife. So Martila, I said, Bini, mi hirshecha, who allowed you to do such a thing? So Amar Li, the ger told me, this is the report from Ben Yasyan, Hare isha v'shiva baneha, al safsa ze yasha Rebbe Akiva v'amar shei dvarim. So here, my wife and seven children, they were, we have a shayla, that Rebbe Akiva was sitting on this particular bench, this couch, and he taught us two halachas. Ger no se eishes achiv me'ima, one is a ger can marry his half brother's wife. And number two, Va'amar, a completely random topic here, he also said, Vayihi, it says in the Pasuk in Yonah, Vayihi Dvar Hashem El Yonah Sheinis Leimor, that Hashem spoke to Yonah for a second time, and the Gemara, or Kiva is Medayik, Sheinis Dibra Imo Shechina, but Shlishis Lo Dibra Imo Shechina. HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Yonah only two times, but not three times. So those are two completely unrelated halachas. So Gemara says, either way, we can extract from this whole story, Katani Mihas, that ger no se eishes achiv me'imo. So clearly one's allowed to marry his half-brother's wife. So my love, did not say achiv kishu ger. Is it not referring to where Reuven married his wife when they were converted? Reuven got divorced, and then Shimon married eishes Reuven. So this is a ride that they're allowed to marry the brother's wife even when they converted. So Mar says, love, not true. Did not say kishu ove kochavim. The marriage took place when they were not Jewish. And then they got divorced and pressed the reset button through Geras. So there, that's when Shimon may marry the wife of Reuven. So Gemara says, what's the Chiddush? Same thing. Mila Meimer, what's the Chiddush? Of course, whatever took place when they were non-Jewish has no impact on what's current when they're Gerim. So Gemara says, Malda, what would I have thought? Nigzar kishu ovi kochavim, atu kishu ger. There should be a gzera from any marriage they had, any relationship they had when they were non-Jewish, should still be also even after they've converted because of a gzera. Kamash Lomi, don't make such a gzera. Fine, so that was the Maisa, pretty similar, the same psak as above. So now the Gemara asks a side question for a moment. On this report from Ben Yasyan, so Gemara says, Umi Meheman, we really trust this report from Ben Yasyan. We have a klal that Hamar Rav Abba, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, Kol Tam Chacham Shemar Halacha Uba. So if a Rav or Posek says Halacha, Im Kol the Maisa Amar, if he said Halacha before the Maisa came to his desk, we would trust it. But Shomer, we trust such a halacha. Im lav, if not, we never heard of such a halacha, but the person only gives halacha in response to getting a shayla, ain't Shomer, meaning if the psak halacha has already been recorded, filed away as an accepted psak halacha, so then you could use this, invoke this as a psak for a particular shayla. But if this psak was never heard before, and a shayla came to his desk, and they said, oh, this is the psak, we don't trust it. It doesn't have any history to it that we would trust such a psak. If you just look at Rashi to explain it a little bit clearer than I just said, Rashi writes on halfway down the page here, Im kodem sheba maisa liyada haya ragil lishnosa latamid of shomer lo, if he would always teach us halacha that a ger can marry a eishes achiv before we ever heard the actual halacha maisa question, we would accept it. He would be saying this for many years, such a psak. However, says Rashi, im lav, if not, hova davar chiddush, this is a chiddush to say such a psak, shema b'shvil maisa shebal liyada omra, maybe he heard this maisa and was somehow convinced to give the psak based on the maisa, but that wasn't an absolute psak. It wasn't clear. It wasn't in a vacuum. He may have been swayed at something he heard, so we can't fully trust this. So apparently Ben Yasim was responding to a shayla, and he said about this Rabbi Kiva's psak, that was only a response to a maisa. It didn't predate the maisa. So how do we trust this? So Gemara gives three suggestions why we accept this. Ibai Seima, one suggestion is Mora Ubahaya. Ben Yasim was just giving a whole slew of halachas he heard. He wasn't actually responding to a real case. He was saying, this is one thing Rabbi Kiva has said, and this is another thing, this is another thing. All these things, he was listing it just like Mesiach Lefitumo, and that's why we accepted. That's one psak. He wasn't really responding to a particular maisa. Ibai Seima Mishum Nekama Harei Isha V'Shiva Baneh. The fact that he said that here's a wife and seven children, this was a long-standing psak. It wasn't he just created it now. Seven children is at least 7, 8, 9, 10 years ago Rabbi Kiva gave such a psak. So that was, again, even though we didn't hear about it, it wasn't a davar chiddush to these people, and therefore it was filed away as a very good sound psak. And the third suggestion, the Gemara says, Ibai Zema, shiny hacha. This case is different. The Kamar Maisachrina Bahadeh. The fact that he lumped it together, one halach about Eishes Ach of a ger, and the other halach about Yonah, completely unrelated. So if you look how Rashi says this, Rashi says, Ibai Seima Shani Hacha the Kamer Milsa, De Yonah Ben Amitia Bahadeh, along with this Psak, umigo de mehemen aha, mehemen nami aha. If he's believed about his drasha, about Yonah, he's also believed about the psak, legabi the shalacha as well. The nikarn divrei emes shebiachad kablam, they were accepted. Now it's a little, I don't want to say strange, but the Yonah is a drasha, not a psak halacha. If they're both pitzke halacha, it would be a clear nemanus. But one's about a drasha, so it's not the same level nemanus that you need for psak, it's very different than a drasha. But either way, the Gemara says they're lumped together, they're grouped together, and therefore, migo the mehemen aha, mehemen amma, aha. So these are three answers why we accept the report of Ben Yasyon in the name of Rebbe Akiva. And now the Gemara says, okay, once we spoke about Yonah, let's talk about more about Yonah. So Amar Mar, we just said above this drasha Rebbe Akiva, Vahid Varshem El Yonah Shenish Lemor, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Yonah yet a second time. So he was Medayik, Shenish Dibra Imo Shechina, Shalishish Lo Dibra Imo. He didn't speak a third time to Yonah, just twice. But doesn't the pasuk say in Yonah, who Heshiva, or actually by Yeravam rather, that who Heshiva, as Gvul Yisrael, Milavo Chamas Ad Yam Ha'arava, Kidvar Hashem Asher Dibe Biad Avdo, Yonah, Ben Amitai Hanavi. So there's another speech, although it wasn't mentioned in Sefer Yonah, but it's the third message HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent to Yonah. So Amar Ravina, Ravina says, Al Iske Ninve Kamar. No. When Rabbi Kiva is darshing that Hashem spoke to Yonah twice, there's only legabe the matters of Ninve. But Hashem spoke to many other times, and one of them is referenced by Yeravam. But two times legabe Ninve, that's what Rabbi Kiva meant. Rav Nachman and Bar Yitzchak Amar, no, really spoke to Yonah only two times. So what does Yeravam mean when he invoked Yonah? So he said, Hachik Amar, Kidvar Hashem Asher Diber Biad Avdo Anavi, Kishem Shenepach Leninve Meirah Latova, just like when he spoke to Yonah, he transformed the Ninve from a bad city to a good city. Kach Bime Yeravam, so too during the times of Yeravam and Yoash, Nepach Lahem Liso Meirah Latova, so too there's a transformation from bad, from evil to good. That was the comparison, the parallel to Yonah, but not to say that he was spoken to yet a third time. When he spoke to Yonah those two times and there was a transformation, that took place during the times of Yeravam as well. Gemara now says back to the topic here of the Eishes Achiv Tashma. Ger shahaya leidasa b'kedusha v'harasa l'shelo b'kedusha. So if a ger, when he was born, his mother converted when she was pregnant with him. That means the harasa, the conception, she was not kadosh, she was not kedusha, she wasn't Jewish yet. But when she gave birth, she was ready kedusha, kadosh at that time. So when that happens, yesh lo she'er ha'em v'ein lo she'er ha'av. So the father's involvement in him obviously was only during harasa. At that time, they were not Jewish. So his relationship, the son's relationship to the father, is no relationship. Ein lo sher av. Any relatives to the father are not considered his relatives. But the moment he was born, which is where the mother's major role, when the mother gave birth to him, she was already Jewish. So now this child does have sheir, has relationships, issa relationships from his mother. So now the Gemara is going to give you some examples. So if it's anything, if it's Ketan, how do we have this distinction between Yisher Ha'aim be'ein lo Sher Ha'av, Ketan? Nasa Achosa min Ha'aim, if this boy marries his sister through his mother, it's half-sister, but through his mother, Yosei, he has to get divorced, but that's viewed as a relationship, there's Sher Ha'aim. But if he marries his sister min Ha'av, his half-sister, from the father only, you can stay married because we don't acknowledge any of the Sher Ha'av. Achos Ha'av min ha'em, if he wants to marry his father's sister, his aunt, but their father's sister, the aunt is only through sharing the mother, yotzi, that would not be allowed because there's a share ha'em involved there. But if it's going to be min ha'av, yikayim. But if it's a sister's, his father's sister from the father, he can be kayim because there's only share ha'em, but there's not share ha'av. Achos ha'em min ha'em yotzi. He wants to marry his mother's sister, whereby they share the same mother, so as a half-aunt, I guess it would be called, but from the mother, that would be Yotze, get divorced because they share aim. Mina'ah, but if it's his mother's sister only through the father, a half-aunt through a father, that would be Rebbe Meir Omer Yotze, get divorced also, because there's still the element of share aim. It's still his mother's sister, but Chacham Omer Mikaim, no, because since it's his mother's sister only through the father, there's no share av. Rebbe Meir Omer, called Ervashi, Mishum Sheraim, Yotzi. Whenever there's an element of Sheraim, even though it might not be only Sheraim, there's also Sherah, but as long as there's some Sheraim, that would be Aser. But Mishum Ha'av, Yikai, but if it's only exclusively just Sheraav, it's the father's sister through the father, that's only the father's involved here, then that would be a case of being Mikai. Okay. Furthermore, The Gemara says, Mutter be'eshes achiv me'imo. He may marry the wife of his brother if they share the same mother. That would be allowed. If you look at Rashi to explain this one, four lines down from the top here, Umutter be'eshes achiv afilu me'imo. His brother, only from the mother, he can marry his wife. Shenolad be'osa over kacham. That were born. That was born when, yeah, they were not Jewish. Below Gazir Rabbanan Mishum Eishes Achav Hanolad Acharav, the Bekorva Gazir Rabbanan Vavimide Delo Asa Asa Elide Kiddushin Lo Gazir. The Gzeira of anything that they were, when they were not Jewish, that Gzeira, they can't marry relatives, only direct relatives, brothers, sisters, and whatnot. But a relative that was only through marriage, his brother's wife, from when they were not Jewish, that was not part of the Gzeira. Okay, furthermore, the Gemara says, we're not done with the long Brisa, it's a very long-winded Brisa. Gemara then says, "Ube'eshes achi aviv v'shar kol arayos mutaris." Also, his father's brother's wife, so his uncle's wife, his sister, his aunt rather. So his aunt through marriage would be allowed, as well as other arayos, which the Gemara says, "Lasuye eshes av," that his father's wife would be allowed as well. So that's all the brisa. And then the Gemara says, "Further still, we're not out of the punchline yet." Nasa isho bita, if a person marries a woman and her daughter, kones achas. He could only remain married to one and has to divorce the other. L'chachila lo yichnos, but l'chachila he shouldn't get married. We'll see what that is. It's a strange line there. And Mesa Ishto, if his wife dies, Mutter b'chamos, he may marry his mother-in-law. Ikitatani Aser b'chamos, others say he may not marry the mother-in-law. So we're going to analyze each of these, a few of these, actually. But our focus right now is Katani Mias. What we're trying to draw out from this long brisa is Mutter be'eshes achiv. One can marry a ger, can marry his brother's wife. My lab the nasve achiv kishu ger, is it not when Reuven married his wife already after he had converted, and yet still we see Shimon can marry Eshes Reuven? Where says lo the nasa kishu avikachav? It's Reuven's wife from when they were not Jewish. Where says my lemer? It's a chiddush like we've seen already a couple times in Amud Aleph. So now the same of what would I have thought? Ligzor kishu avikachavim atu kishu ger. I would have asked her to marry your brother's wife when they were not Jewish even, a gzera lest he marry her from when they are Jewish. Kamashlan, there is no such gzera from any of the previous marriages from when they were not Jewish. So now the Gemara analyzes two of these other statements of the Braisa. Amar Mar. Nasi isho bita, if a person marries a woman and her daughter, kones achas and motzi achas, he must get married to one and get divorced to the other. And l'chachin lo yichnos, but l'chachin he shouldn't get married. So Gemara says, what do you mean? Of course. Hashta fuki mifake mafik. Even once we say he must get divorced, b'dieved. So certainly the chachilim mibayi, we have to tell us the chachilim don't get married to the other one. That's an obvious point. So Gemara says no. This line of lo yichnos is actually out of place. It really should be going on hasam kai. It's going on another stage of the brisa. V'hachi kamar. This is what really the line of lo yichnos lechachilim means, or lechachilim lo yichnos. Hach da'amar rabbanan yikayim lechachilim lo yichnos. Those cases where the rabbanan say you could stay married like a sister from the father, where there's no share av, you could be mekayim lechachila, don't engage in such relationships, but had one done so, b'dieved yikayim. That's what it's referring to. And then the Gemara says, the line of the Braisa, which said, Mesa Isha, if a man's wife dies, mutter b'chamosa, v'kitatani asa b'chamosa, this machlok is whether one may marry the mother-in-law or not the mother-in-law in that case. So the Gemara said, this depends on, if you remember, machlok is Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Kiv, about the Achas ve'esen, how to interpret those words, whether or not there's an Isser chamoso la'achar, after the wife dies. So Rabbi Shmuel says the Isser Srefa still exists, even after one's wife dies. Rabbi Kiva says it drops down to an Isser, but not a Srefa anymore. So Gemara says, the one who says the Mutter versus Aser depends on Chadak Rabbi Shmuel, the Chadak Rabbi Kiva. Man de Aser, the one who says Aser, to marry the chamoso even after his wife dies, Kirabi Shmuel, Damar Chamos, Lachamisa, be Isur, Kaim, there's still the same Isur. The Gabe Ger, Gazubei Rabbanon, and the Gabe Ger, they were Gozer, even though Mikra didn't, one really can marry the mother-in-law, but they were Gozer by Geris. And Man, the Shar, the one who permitted, felt like Kirabi Akiva, Damar Chamos, Lachamisa, Kalish, Le Isur. Rabbi Akiva felt that after one's wife dies, the Chamos, although there's no longer a Srefa, and if it's Isur, that Isur is a weaker Isur. So since it's a weak Isser, the Gave Ger lo Gozer, they did not make a Gezer by Chamoso, since by Yisrael, it's only an Isser Lav, it's not a Sreifa, they didn't need to make a Gezer in the case of the Ger. So this Machlok is whether one may marry by a Ger, the mother-in-law, or not, after the wife dies, hinges on this Machlok is Rabbi Kivan Meishmael, how one views the Isser of Chamoso, La'achar Mises Isha. Fine. So now the new Mishnah tells us as follows. Chamesh Nashim, there are five women, Shinis Arvu Vlad Lusain, that their children got mixed together. We don't know whose is whose. So they're all mixed together. Now they also have five children who they all know. So imagine you have five wives, and they all five sons. We all know who their sons are. But then they all have another five sons. Each one has one son. They got mixed together. We don't know whose is Rachel's, Leah's, Sarah's, and whatnot. So now what happens is, so Mishnah says, the Nasu Nashim, they get married. Umesu, and then they all died. All five brothers or sons, who we don't know who's the mother, they all die. Arba, so of the sons we know certainly who are, who's the, each mother, they know who's the parents, but we don't know, the five that we don't know, the five that we don't know all die. But they all have four wives now who require Yibum Chalitza. So we take the five sons, and each one has to now do Chalitza. So now, Arba, Chalten, La'achas, so four of them, of the sons who are alive, do Chalitza to one woman, let's call her Rachel. And the fifth one, the Echad, Miyabin, the other one could Yibum now. Because after, if, again, let's say, Reuven was really the right Yavam, and he's not the right Yavam. So now, if he does Yibam first, he's bought on one who's Shomer's Yavam, that's Jasser. So you first have to knock out four. If it's a good Chalitza, great. If they're just not Chalitzas, it doesn't do anything. So either he does Yibam, or he just marries a random woman. So all four do to one woman, and the fifth one could do Yibam. And then, Osahu Shlosh, Ve'achad Miyabim Osa. Who, Vishlosh Chalten, La'achas, now, the other four who are remaining, so the one who did Yibam, and the other, take three more of them, so now four of them, are going to do Chalitza to the next woman. And then the fifth guy, who didn't do anything, he could do Yibam. And you keep doing this way all four end up doing Chalitza to four, then the fifth one always does Yibam. Is that clear? Fine. So again, who, the one who did Yibam, by the first woman, and Shlosha, three of the other brothers, Cholzin, Lachas, they do Chalitza, so four are really doing Chalitza to the next woman, to Sarah, let's say, V'echar Yibam, then the other brother, who does Yibam. Nimsu arba chalitos v'yibam l'chalachas v'yachas. It turns out each woman receives four chalitas and one yibam, and everything works out nicely. So the Gemara just points out what I just said earlier, v'dafka michlatz v'hadi yivumo. We only allow first the four chalitas to be done to the woman and then yibam. Ava yivume b'reishalo, but you can't have yibam first and then chalitza afterwards because the kapaga b'yivam l'shuk, because there's a possibility that this Reuven is not really their yibam, there's someone else's yibam, and you're ba on the shomer's yavam, which is a problem. So Gemara says, so mahi, mahu ushal shulchotin lachas. What does that mean? He and three others do chalitza. How do we interpret that line in the Mishnah? Delo tema, don't say, don't tell me there should be one guy, Reuven, should do Yibam to all of them. Maybe what we should have is four of the brothers all do Chalitza to four wives. So they all have done Chalitza, and one brother does Yibam to the five women, and he marries five women. Why don't we do that also? Don't say that. We're not going to do that. Only one brother per wife, matching up. Why is that? Now, this is an interesting line. I don't know if I would have said this, but it's interesting statistically what we're going to suggest here. Ela kochad v'chad miyabem chada. Each one should match up with another one. One son, one wife. Duma mishrami le'idide, because there's a possibility you might get all five to match up. Now, statistics tell us unlikely to have all five match up. So if you do one to do all five, you vada get one right. There's no one right. Before, will be vada wrong. But five and five, there's a possibility that you get all five right. But the... Exactly. So that's the risk. So I wonder if they use this Gemara. I didn't look into Ian, but I wonder if they use this Gemara in other areas of where there's these chances that we prove from here, we rather go for the gold, even though we're risking zero, that's supposed to be a safer bet of one, but getting four wrong. So this is just an interesting question, how to approach certain things of halacha, but that's what the Gemara here suggests. So then the Gemara says, and we'll finish with the daf with these few lines now, miktsasan achin umiktsasan she'en achin. If some are brothers, some are not brothers. This is cryptic. The Gemara will explain what this means. Achen cholzen v'shein achen miyabim. Those who are brothers do chalitza. Those who are not brothers don't. They do yibum. My kamar. What exactly is this saying? So amar of safra hachi kamar. This is the interpretation. Miktsasan achen min ha'av u'miktsasan achen min ha'em. So Rashi gives a whole case how you have this, but let's just speak. You have a situation where you have some brothers. And all the brothers are brothers to the deceased through the father. And then you have other brothers, some of which are brothers only from the mother. And we know Achim min Ha'em are not involved in Yibam. They can't do Yibam. It's only from the father. So, but we have, again, there's some confusion who's who. So if it's a group that's all exclusively brothers from the father, so Yibam would be allowed. But if there's a group where some of them are brothers only from the mother, but we don't know who, we can't allow for Yibum, because you might have an Ach Min Ha'Eim doing Yibum, and that would be a serious Isser of Arayos. So again, he says, Hachi Gamar, Miktsasan Ach Min Ha'Av. If the Miktsasan, if all of them really, if all of them come from the father, versus Miktsasan Ach Min Ha'Eim, as opposed to some of them are coming from the mother, if Achim Min Ha'Eim, Chalitzin, the brothers from the mother only do Chalitza, and the Achim Min Ha'Av, Miyabim, the brothers from the father may do Yibim. If you have Miktsasan Kohanim, Miktsasan Shein Kohanim, so the Kohanim are doing Chalitzin, the Shein Kohanim, Miyabim. So if you look at Rashi in that piece at least, Rashi, the last Rashi on the page, two lines up, Miktsasan Shelvadayin, Vitarovasan Kohanim, Miktsasan Shein Kohanim, of this group of mixture, we don't know really who's who, but of them, there are some who are not Kohanim. We say, let the Kohanim do Chalitza, they should do Chalitza, Lekulam, let them do Chalitza to all the women. V'yefshar lehem liyabim, they can't do Yibum. Hol v'chalitza arba Chalitza, since four of them did Chalitza, right? That case in the Mishnah, but we're now putting Kohanim in the picture. You can't have four Chalitzas, then a Kohen do Chalitza, a Yibum afterwards, because he can't marry a Chalitza Kohen. Hol v'chalitza arba Chalitza, shema ha'echad ha'chalitza, haya Yivama. So if of the group there are Kohanim, we would only allow the Kohen brothers to do Chalitza, but we wouldn't allow a Kohen brother to do a Yibum. But if those who are Shein Kohanim, those who are not Kohanim, we allow for Miyabim. And then so you have some type of group where Miktsasan Kohanim and Miktsasan Ach Minayim, where of this group you have Kohanim and you have brothers of the mother, then Elu Ve'elu Chalitzim L'el Miyabim. We don't allow anyone to do Yibum, because a Kohen can't marry a Chalutza, and Acham and Aim can't do Yibim either. And this is the interpretation of this very cryptic statement in the Brice. Okay, we'll stop here, and then Mirta Hashem, we will continue tomorrow.